We're beginning from paragraph 114 in Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul. This is the section still that's based on Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal's teachings, and this particular paragraph is based on the paragraph on the chapter in Choshen Mishpat that deals with lost articles. Osur liyayish atzmoy chas v'shalom. It's forbidden for a person to give up. Af im to kese oived. Even if the person feels exactly like King David says in the last sentence of chapter 119 in Tehillim and Psalms, where he says, Toisi kese oived. I'm wandering around lost, like a sheep that goes lost from its flock. Ki ein shum yush ba'olam klal, because there is no such thing in the world, in religion, as giving up. Bebechinas v'atzia sho'el hineko, as King David writes in Tehillim, even if I find myself in sho'el, in the lowest possible places spiritually, hineko, Hashem, you're right there with me. V'ze ikar hatshuva. And this is one of the most important tenets of being able to do tshuva, being able to repent and correct everything a person's done in life that needs to be corrected. Kimavur bipnim, as is elaborated on in this chapter, in this paragraph of the halacha. V'ze bechinas mitzvas hashova saveda koidem hiyush daiko. And this is why when the Torah speaks about the obligation that a Jew has who finds something that someone else lost, that the obligation to return it is only so long as the one who lost it has not yet given up hope on retrieving it. The moment that we know for sure that the person who lost that article has given up hope on ever getting it back, that point they give up their ownership on that article, and a person who finds it is not required, not obligated whatsoever to return it. The term yush is a term that's used in the Gemara, and it's used in many Sforim books to refer to as a person who gives up hope completely, who feels that there's no chance whatsoever of correcting certain things that they've done wrong. There's no chance of making up for lost time. There's no chance for this person to be successful. These are all different versions of the definition of this word yush. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this many times, knowing full well and foreseeing the trials and tribulations that the Jewish people would go through as a whole and each and every single individual Jew. And one of the most famous statements that Rabbi Nachman made during his lifetime was where he said in Yiddish, he cried out, Gewalt, zaytach nit miayish. Gewalt is like an expression, an exclamation. Don't give up on yourselves. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't ever fall into that kind of thinking that you can't. I can't correct. I can't come back. I can't succeed, but rather just the opposite. The next paragraph, 115, is based on Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, the laws of Prika Uteina, the laws which describe how a Jew is obligated to assist another Jew when he sees that person struggling to remove a burden from his donkey or to place a burden on the donkey. Chapter 4, paragraph 13 in that halacha in Likutei Halachos. Tzorech ha'odom lechazek es atzmoy, leskarev l'Hashem Yisborach tomid, mikol ma she'yavro lov beguf v'nefesh u'momoyim. A person has to encourage themselves and strengthen themselves to come close spiritually, financially. Ki yesh mi shemat es atzmoy, she'eno yochel leskarev l'Hashem Yisborach, Machmas ribui ha'isurim v'hatlois v'dachkus ha'parnos ha'shevrolov. Because there are people who mistakenly conclude that they can't possibly come close to Hashem, which means to really rise spiritually, because of all the tremendous suffering they're going through and the tribulations, and especially the dachkus haparnosa, the tremendous struggle that they have in trying to earn a living. V'im yistakel bein ho'emes, and if the person will look honestly, yira, they'll see, shekol ha'yisurim ho'ivram olav heim b'chesed godol, that all the suffering and difficulties that they're going through are actually with tremendous kindness from Hashem. Hashem is still being extremely nice to me and good to me in many ways. And these problems and difficulties are not being sent to me to push me away from Hashem, chas v'shalom, rak adoraba, rather just the opposite. L'karev oisei b'yoser, they're being sent to me to bring me close to Hashem, ula'oiroi b'tshuva, and to inspire me, to awaken me, to do tshuva, to correct what I need to correct. V'levdoisei a'idei zeh mi'anoshim koshim, rachmona l'tzlan, u'midina shel gehenem, v'lisko yisloilom haba, and in order to redeem me from terrible suffering that my soul will have to go through in the future, if I don't correct the things that I need to correct while I'm still physically living, and to save me from Gehenim, and to give me the privilege of participating in the world to come. And especially, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, since Rabbi Nachman taught us how to look within a problem, within a suffering that we're going through, and be able to find within that how things could really be much, much worse. And therefore, in actuality, Hashem is being very good to me, very nice to me, compared to what could be. Bechinas, as King David writes in Tehillim, Batzor hirchavtoli. When I find myself in a tzor, in a constriction, in a very tight place, in a difficulty, I'm able to also find hirchavtoli, how Hashem really is making it easy for me and giving me a lot of space and making things much, much better than they could be, chas v'shalom. V'chein yesh mi shemates atzmoy she'en yochel eskar v'lashem yisborach machmas oitzem ribuy pegomov. And then there are other individuals who mistakenly think that they can't come close to Hashem because of the fact that they've sinned so many times and done such great sins, which cause them to become distant from Hashem. Ukvar mavur bedvoreinu harbe, and we've already discussed many times in our writings, she'osur lo'odom li'ayish atzmoy chas v'shalom, that a Jew is forbidden to give up, to quit. Ki afilu im hu kamoi shehu, afal pikein adayin yochol lachtoiv toiru mitzvois, velizkois lechelek toiv loilam haba. Because no matter how far a person has fallen, no matter where a person's at, they still have the ability to grab Torah and mitzvahs, and thereby succeed in being worthy of a good portion in the world to come. And a person has to be able to encourage themselves tremendously with the good points that they still find inside of themselves. Ve'yeda, and to realize, ve'yamin, and to believe, ki adayin yesh loy tikvo lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach b'emes, that there still is definitely hope for me to return to Hashem, to really return to Hashem successfully. Ve'im yoimar, and if the person will say, ho'emes, sha'yisurim b'chasodim doylim, it's true, I admit that even though I'm suffering, I know that it's still with tremendous kindness from Hashem, things could be much, much worse. Ve'gam yesh bi nekudas toivas adayin, and I realize that there are still good points in me. Ach afal pikein, mo'ese, however, despite all of that, what can I do? She'ribui ha'pigomim v'kilkulim gofru alai kol kach, that all the sins that I've committed and the mess that I've made is working on me so much, at shekosheli lizboil gam ma'at ha'yisurim, to the point where I find it extremely difficult to handle even the little bit of suffering that I'm going through, even if I'm to say that it's not so bad, it could be worse, but still, I can't even handle this. V'chein oitzem hakatnus v'chalishas hadas sheyesh b'libi meiribui pegomai v'kilkulai, and I can't handle even some of the despair and the discouragement that I feel inside my heart because of all the sins that I committed. Afal pikein, despite all of this, al yedei sheyechazek es atzmoi, by the person encouraging themselves, v'yistakel al hachasodim v'harchovois, and the person will look carefully at the kindness and the goodness that Hashem is doing for them still, even within the suffering. V'chein al hanekudas toivos, and the person will look carefully at the good points within themselves. Ayideze yuchal al kolponim lechazek levovoi lishpoich sichoi tfilosi lefnei Hashem izborach barach mevetachtunim harbe. That will at least give the person the motivation that they need to pour out their heart to Hashem in tefillah and to plead with Hashem and beg Hashem for help. Ad sheyoshiu Hashem isborach b'shleimus, till eventually Hashem will definitely help that person completely. V'yatzloisem mikol hayisurim, and Hashem will rescue the person and remove the person from all suffering. V'yimchaloy al kol avinoisov, and Hashem will forgive the person completely for all of his sins. V'yizakeu l'tshuva shleima, and that person will succeed at doing a complete tshuva. The next paragraph, 116, is based still on the same chapter on Likutei Halachos, the laws of prika uteina, as it's called, removing and placing a burden on an animal. And this time it's chapter 4, paragraph 35. Tzorich kol echod afilu im nofal v'nesrachei kamoi shehu, afal pikein tzorich lehizgaber lachtoiv eze toiv b'chol eis. Every single person, no matter how far they've fallen spiritually, still the person is obligated to try to grab whatever good they can at all times. V'lilmoid al kol ponim at b'chol yoim v'yoim eza halochos mehilchas haTorah, and to try every single day to learn a little bit of Torah, a little bit of the laws of Torah, at least. U'lahatois oznoi heitev lishmoya u'ladabik atzmoi Bekoil Hashem Hagodol Vanoira Hakoire Belev Odom Bechol Yoim Bechol Eis Sheyoshev Elav Yisborach, and to listen carefully to that voice of Hashem that's crying out inside of me, inside my heart, each and every single day, crying out that I should repent, that I should come back, and to attach myself to that. V'tzorich Kol Odom Lahatois Oznoi V'Liboi Lishmoya Bekoil Hashem Shal kol ponim yeloi retzoinois chazokim v'kisufim gdoilim l'Hashem Yisborach. And it's extremely important for the person, again, to listen carefully to that voice of Hashem inside of them and to at least awaken inside themselves good desires, an intense, powerful desire for Hashem, for coming close to Hashem. Shezeh yokor ma'oid. This is extremely, extremely precious to Hashem. If a Jew at least wants to come close to Him, even if they don't succeed in doing good things yet. Voiker, and the most important thing is, Lismoyach b'chol ois, to be happy with all your might. Ulavorech, ulahoidois, ulahal Hashem Yisborach b'chol ois, ala chesed aniflo v'anoira sh'osimonu, and to bless Hashem and praise and glorify Hashem at all times for the wondrous, awesome kindness that Hashem has done for us, asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, in that He's chosen us from among all the nations, v'nosan lanu es toirosoi, and He gave us His wonderful Torah, chemda genuza, asher hi chayenu v'chulu. He's given us his beloved, hidden treasure, which is our life. V'ze ikar birchas haTorah she'odom tzorech lizor bo ma'od, k'mo shamar Hazal. And this is the essence of the bracha, the blessing that a Jew is supposed to make on the Torah every single morning. When a person gets up, part of the blessings that the person says in the morning is called Birchas HaTorah, the blessings regarding the Torah. And the Gemara emphasizes that these blessings are extremely, extremely important. Hainu lohoidois ulavorech Hashem Yisborach b'chol eis al ma'at de'ma'at hanukudas toivos sheyesh bo yadayim me'atorah k'dosha. Because this what this means is to praise Hashem and bless Hashem at all times for the little bit of good points that I still have inside of me of the Torah, even the slight connections that I still have to Hashem's Torah. The ikra kol hachurban v'golus Yisrael hoyorak b'shvil zeh. And the main destruction and exile of the Jewish people throughout the generations, when the first temple was destroyed and the second temple, was all related to this specifically. Shelo kimu kechol anal, that the Jews did not do what we just said. Sheze bechinas, this is what the Navi, what the prophet proclaims when he asks, Al mo ovdo haoretz, what caused the land of Israel to be destroyed? Al ozvam es toirosi, the fact that the Jews forsake my Torah. Hainu she'azavua legamri, the point that's being made there is the fact that the Jews left completely. And they weren't careful to hang on to a little bit even, to hang on to a thread, to at least study Torah a little bit, even if they couldn't, even if they didn't have it in them, to have a total commitment to the Torah, to at least grab what they could. And this is what's meant in that same sentence when it says, and they didn't listen to my voice. This means they refused to hear the voice of Hashem that cried out within their own hearts at all times. And the most important thing is, as the pasuk continues, and they did not walk in the ways of the Torah. And our rabbis tell us that what those words are referring to is, that they didn't take serious the blessings that are made before studying the Torah. Hainu kanal, this is what we mentioned earlier. And this is why the wording that's used about it is that they didn't go in its ways. They didn't go in the ways of the Torah. Kize hiluch v'derech nifla ma'oid leskarav atzmei l'Hashem Yisborach mikol minei nefilos v'yiridos sheboilam. Because what we're describing here is an incredible path and a way for a person to walk in the path, in the ways of Hashem, and come close to Hashem despite all kinds of difficulties and falls that the person experiences. Alidei bechinas birchas ha-Torah, meaning through the blessings of the Torah. Hainu levorech l'Hashem Yisborach b'chol eis al ne'imas chelkeinu v'goyroleinu shezochinu l'Torah k'dosh hazois, meaning that even when a person is feeling low and down spiritually, if the person can summon up the strength and the energy to bless Hashem and to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah, ve'ech shehu, no matter what, aval pikein, onu zoichem b'chol yoyim lachtoif eizen itzutzois unukudas tovis me'atorah k'dosha, I'm still privileged to have a little bit, even if it's drops, of connections to the Torah, and to fulfill even the slightest amount of things of the Torah. Ubozeh yesh lanu lesameach nafsheinu ma'oid, and that has to give us the ability to be very, very happy, ulechazek lovavenu b'Hashem Yisborach, and to encourage ourselves with our connection to Hashem. And if, when the Jews were going through difficult times, spiritually and in other ways, if they would have held on to this, they never would have fallen completely the way they did, unfortunately. Rachmono Litzlon, Shehoye Babayis Rishon Gilui Arayis, as the Torah tells us that unfortunately, at the time during the time of the first temple, towards the end, the Jews fell into sins, terrible sins like adultery, idol worship, murder. And they never would have had the amount of suffering that they had and the terrible exiles. The ato and today, kol tikvosenu lo shuv la'artzenu lebeis mikdashenu hu rak al yedei zeh. Our only hope to be privileged eventually to return to our land in its full glory and to have the privilege of seeing the holy temple rebuilt is only through this, through what we mentioned here. Kiles milsodo talio elo bityufta, because as the Zohar HaKadosh says, the success of the Jewish people and their ability to leave the exile and come to the land of Israel and be completely successful and close to Hashem depends only on this. It depends on tyufta, on tshuva, repentance. Ve'ikra tshuva hu rak al yedei zeh. And the only way that a person can really do tshuva is if they'll follow this advice. If they'll be able to hang in there even when things are not going well, when they're doing terrible, and be able to find what to praise Hashem about, what to thank Hashem for, and to be able to maintain even the slightest connection to the Torah. If a person can't do 100, that doesn't mean they can't do 80. That doesn't mean they can't do 5. And to be able to hang in, to hold on to those threads, and to be able to rejoice with that during difficult times. The next paragraph, 117, is based on a different chapter in Likutei Halachos. It's still Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, but this time it's laws pertaining to converts regarding the property of a convert when he passes away. And it's chapter 4, Halacha Dalet, paragraph 22. Rav Nosson Zal tells us there, Yesh soidois koelu. There are secrets, Shal yedeyem yecholem l'skarav l'Hashem Yisborach, afilu horechoykem b'yoyser. Whereby, through the knowledge of these secrets, it's possible, even for those who are extremely, extremely distant from Hashem, to be brought close. V'ze b'chinas ha-soidois shemegalam ha-tzadik magdoilim b'soid u'balachash. This is the concept of secrets of Torah and secrets about Hashem, which the great tzaddikim reveal quietly and hiddenly to their students. V'hakoil rak b'shvil tikun hoilam. And the only reason for their doing this is to help bring the world to a tikkun, to a correction. Meaning, kedei sheyiskarvu kol horechoykim l'avodasei yisborach, so that all those who are very distant from Hashem should be able to come close. Uma sheimrim dvorim elu besoid ubalachash, and the fact that these things are spoken about in secret and quietly, hu soid ma sheimrim boruch shem kvoid malchus eloilam voed, Bachashai ubalachash daiko. This is tied into the fact that when we recite the Shema, which is the most important prayer of a Jew, where we declare our faith in the oneness of Hashem, first we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say that out loud, and then the next sentence, Boruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Voed, we recite that quietly, we whisper those words. 364 days a year. The only day of the year where we say Boruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud is the day of Yom Kippur. Ayin Pnim, look over that chapter in Likutei Halachos where this is elaborated on. This is based on a Gemara, where the Gemara says, regarding this statement, Boruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, that there's a big question as to whether this should be said or not. Because the Gemara tells us that when Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away, he gathered his sons around him, and he wanted to reveal to them the secret as to exactly when Moshiach is going to be coming, and everything that would take place during that time. The Gemara tells us when he was about to do it, the spirit of Hashem left him, and he couldn't remember. So he immediately thought, who knows, maybe this implies that my sons are unworthy. My family is unworthy. Just as my grandfather, Avram Avinu, had a son, Yishmael, that came from him. Just as my father, Yitzchak Avinu, had a son, Esav, that came from him. Who knows, maybe among my children also, there are those that are impure, that aren't righteous, and therefore we are unworthy of having this privilege of knowing when Mashiach is going to come and actually making it happen. So the Gemara says that as soon as he had that thought, Yaakov Avinu declared Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and his sons cried out after him, Boruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Voed, blessed is Hashem, implying that just as in your heart, our Father, there is only faith in one Hashem, so too we also believe completely in the one Hashem, in the oneness of Hashem. Now, despite the fact that in their family they did declare this Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, later in Jewish history, during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu lived, and when he wrote the Torah, in the Parsha Voeschanan, at the end of Chumash Devarim, towards the end of his life, when he writes this part of the Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Moshe Rabbeinu does not include the statement Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. So our rabbis tell us there's a question here. Yaakov Avinu's family did include it. Moshe Rabbeinu left it out. So now the question is, when we Jews pray, should we include it or should we exclude it, leave it out? And therefore, the Gemara says the rabbis came to the conclusion that we include it, but we recite it quietly. And Rav Nosson Zal, in that chapter on Likutei Halachos, explains that this is the secret. This is the secret of the concept whereby there are certain things that can't be said publicly and openly. There are certain statements about coming close to Hashem that can't be publicized, but rather it's only something that tzaddikim are privileged to give over in close proximity to their students. And these secrets are what have the ability to bring people close to Hashem, even those that are furthest away from Hashem. And it's for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to make this statement, Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, because he himself had several bad experiences in trying to bring close people that were very far from Hashem, the Erev Rav, the Egyptians that came out of Egypt together with the Jews, and they seemed to be genuine converts. But unfortunately, during the time that the Jews were in the desert, they were constantly harassing them and trying to pull them away from Hashem and away from Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu hesitated in announcing this statement, the Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. However, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this is the concept of the secret which tzaddikim possess. They have this knowledge. They have this hidden knowledge about the kindness of Hashem and about ways to come close to Hashem, which if a person believes in that, then that person, no matter what the circumstances are, will be able to find their way to come close. The next paragraph, 118, is based on a chapter in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat. It's referred to as Hilchos Pikodon, the laws of giving over a deposit, depositing something with a friend for them to watch for you. Chapter 4, paragraphs 5 through 8. Mevor Bekavonois, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the Arizal explains in his writings, the Arizal was one of the leading expounders of Kabbalah, Shebepesach Usfiro, Muchrochin Lekabel Amoichin, Sheloi Keseder. That during the holiday of Pesach, and during the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, the Jews receive an enlightenment about Hashem, a spiritual light, but they receive it out of order. They receive it not in its regular sequence. Dehainu shemekablim hamoichen de gadlus, koidem hamoichen de katnus. Meaning, we receive a higher level of light before the lower level of light.
Va'ayin shom binyan hashinuyim hanifloim shiyesh bayomim hoelu, miyoim el yoim binyan hamshochas hamoichen anal.
And if you look in the writings of the Arizal, you'll see how he describes the differences and the variations that take place during each and every single day of the Omer.
Umefurshom mash shemashemuchrochem lekabel amoichnos sheloi keseder hu machmas goitel achizas hasitra achra shehu zuamas mitzrayim shenechezes oz bohem adayin.
The Arizal explains that the reason why Hashem had to give the light to the Jewish people in this way, to give them a higher level of light even before they received the lower level, was because of the fact that the filth of Egypt, the spiritual stain of Egypt, was still attached to them.
This is what forced a situation whereby Hashem could not follow the standard rules of having a person gradually, slowly, slowly be brought close to the light, but rather Hashem had to shine a blast of a high level of light upon the Jews right away.
V'hinei, af al pi sheshom avoyer, she'ein mekablam hamoichen shloi keseder, rak bayomim halolu, machmasanal, avol tomid mekablam hamoichen keseder. Now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, even though the Arizal tells us that it's only on these days of the year, on the holiday of Pesach and the days of the Omer, that Hashem operates this way, that a person receives this blast of light, a very high level of light, even before they received a lower level, Aval Tomid Mekablam Hamoichen Keseder, whereas usually a person receives the light in an orderly manner, a little bit at a time. First they start from step one, then step two, step three, and gradually increase.
Afal pikein memela muvon shekol ze leinyan hamshocha samoichin bichlal shenasa yidei avoyde shel klal Yisrael.
Still, Rav Nosson Zal says this is true on a general level. When we're talking about the Jewish people as a nation, this is the way things go.
Avol beprotius, but if we discuss each and every single individual Jew, kol zman sheha'odom einoi noki me'avinoisov etzorech loshuv b'tshuva,
each and every single person, so long as they have not yet purified themselves from their sins, and they still have many of those stains upon themselves, upon their soul, and the person has to do tshuva,
sheze b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim beprotius, meaning
that this person has not yet fully succeeded in leaving Egypt on his level, in leaving the spiritual impurity.
Azai hu tzorech gam b'shar yemois hashona lekabel amoichen sheloi keseder kefi b'chinas yitziosim Mitzrayim dahinu mizu amasav noisav.
So too that individual person has to experience a similar type of experience, in that Hashem has to deal with that person the same way he dealt with the Jews when they were first coming out of Egypt. Meaning that Hashem has to shine upon that person a bright light, a high level of light, even though the person has not yet received the lower levels of light.
Uklal kol hamshocha samoichen v'chochma v'sechel hu lodas u'lahakerois hisborach u'liskari ve'lov, sheze ikra tachlis.
And when we talk about a person drawing upon themselves this light of Hashem, what we're referring to is for the person to feel a realization, to understand and realize that there is a Hashem.
U'liskari ve'lov, and to come close to him, sheze ikra tachlis, that's the most important thing in life.
Uvechol yoim v'yoim yesh chochma v'seichel miyuchod, sheze ikra toiv shebechol yoim v'yoim.
And each and every single day, there is a distinct, different aspect of this awareness of Hashem, and of this realization of the goodness of Hashem. V'hu ikar oyer hayoim v'hashemesh shemer b'chol yoim. And this is what we refer to as the light of that day. This is what we refer to as the sun shining on that day.
Rakol yoimo isle geder melabar duloyel kol barnash lahay toiv.
However, each and every single day has a fence around it, a spiritual fence around it, in order to keep out those that are not deserving, those that aren't worthy of being able to access and to connect with the goodness of that day.
Kegoin chashoicho dechasya lenahoira, kemavur bezoira kodesh.
Such as the darkness that covers up the light, that blocks the light.
Sheze bechinas klipo hakoidemes lepri.
This is the concept of where we find that in most fruit, the fruit, the edible part of the fruit, is surrounded by something that's inedible, that's not usable.
Sheze bechinas klal kol hasibois v'hamoirois sho'ivrim al kol odom b'chol yoim.
This describes, this is the concept of all the difficulties and struggles and problems and obstacles that each and every single person goes through every day.
V'hispashtus v'ishtatchus habilbulim shemizgabrim al odom b'chol yoim.
And all the confusion and that tries to overcome a person every day.
At shebechol pam nidmeloy shebezeh hayoim yefshloy lavdes Hashem Yisborach.
Where the person comes to a conclusion that today there's nothing I can do. Today I can't really come close to Hashem. I can't really rise spiritually.
And
by thinking that way, the person ends up postponing from day to day, tomorrow, always tomorrow. Today, I can't really do anything. And this is extremely wrong and improper.
Kitzorech lezgaber leshtadel b'chol yom v'yom leshaber hagdorim v'amaniyah shemizgaber malov.
Because a Jew is required to fight, to struggle, and to overcome the obstacles that are working on them today specifically, and to try to connect to whatever good they can today, to try to do whatever good they can today. And to connect with the light and the understanding of Hashem that's available specifically today.
And
to be able to come to recognize Hashem and to believe in Hashem based on what's available today, based on the light that's available today specifically.
As
is elaborated on a lot in this chapter in Likutei Halachos.
V'hine, kefi hamshocha samoichin shetzorich lekabel b'chol yoyim b'protius.
Rav Nosson Zal tells us, just as each and every single day there is a new connection that a person can make with Hashem,
kemoikein zelu maze mizgaprim u'mishtatchim konektoi b'chinas hagdorim v'amesochim v'amaniyos sheyesh al atoiv shebechol yoyim v'yoyim.
So too, there's a specific set of problems and extenuating circumstances and difficulties and obstacles that come up today to try to block me from getting to the success that I can achieve today.
Ki kefi hashinuyim hagdolim sheyesh bein hamoichin hagdoshim, kemoi kein yesh shinuyim rabim lein misbor binyan hagdorim v'machitzos sheyesh al kol yom v'yom.
Because just as there are thousands and millions of different aspects of Hashem's light that a Jew needs to connect with and come close to, so too, there are thousands and millions of obstacles. Each and every single day, there are new, different set of obstacles and circumstances to try to block the person from getting to that new, distinct type of light that's available today.
And this is what causes the difficulties and the struggles and the confusion that a person experiences each and every single day.
al yipo elev hodom olav imroye shebiyomim akoitmin hispalel ktsas bekavono v'hoye lo yeze naicha ktsas min abilbulim v'chulu. And therefore, a person should not get upset and discouraged if they see and they remember that yesterday or a few days ago, things were much better. I was praying well, with real concentration, and I was feeling a serious connection to Hashem. And now today, I lost it. I don't have that anymore. And now I'm feeling a brand new flood of obstacles and problems. Because it's very possible that during that earlier period, the person had received a blast of that higher level light, which Hashem gives to a person sometimes when Hashem knows that the person can't climb by themselves. For example, you have a person that's drowning, chas v'shalom. We don't yell at the person, come on, you could do it. We throw a rope to that person for the person to grab onto, and we pull them out. We yank them out of the water. So too, there are times when Hashem sees that a person really can't do it on their own, and Hashem throws a rope to the person at that time and gives the person a strong pull or a push, and suddenly the person's rolling, the person's flying. Whereas now, after Hashem has done that for the person, then the person has to start learning how to walk on their own, how to move forward on their own. And that's where the person is put back to the beginning and has to start over in a sense. And sometimes a person has to really go back to the beginning, to a very, very low level, to start from scratch. Sheshom hasitrachron echezes bioiser, where the sitrachra, the forces of impurity and the forces of evil, are still very powerful there. And therefore, when the person experiences the difficulties and the problems and the obstacles, it looks to the person like they can't handle it, like there's no way they can overcome the things they have to overcome today. However, a person has to believe that even in today, there is good, there is a potential for major success and coming close to Hashem. Rak shetzrichen l'shaber hageder shekefi oyse hayoyim, kedei lizkois l'zeh hatoiv shebezeh hayoyim daika. It's just that I have to be prepared and willing to struggle against today's obstacles and today's problems in order to achieve the success that's available for today, in order to be able to make the specific connection to Hashem that wasn't available to me yesterday and won't be available to me tomorrow. It's something that's only for today. V'alkein tzrichin l'chazek es atzmoi b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kefi oyse hayoyim. And this is why a person has to be prepared for this battle each and every single day, and to give themselves the encouragement that they need on a daily basis based on today's circumstances. Vim lefomim ishtatchem kenegdoi moid, at sheefshaloi b'shum oifen lespal koroi. And if the person is having difficulties today and problems to the point where they feel that it's impossible for them to really pray the way they would want to, with real concentration and putting their heart into it and everything, afal pikein tzorech leida ulahamin shegam hayoim hazeh hu yoim. Still, the person has to realize that today is also a day. Today counts. V'hu monui v'sofur b'yimei chayav. And each and every single one of the days of my life counts. I can't say, well, this week doesn't really count because of such and such circumstances. There's no such thing. Every single day counts. V'alkein, im yefshaloi b'shum oifen l'spalo koroi b'oise hayoim, yishtatei lasis b'avoid acheres. And therefore, if a person finds that on a particular day, no matter how hard they try, they can't focus on praying well, then the person should try to do something else. Loimar shartchinoy subakoshes bekavona, to try to recite Tehillim or something. If they can't pray their own words, then let them pray, let them read some Tehillim instead. V'sicha beinoy levein koinoy, or if a person finds that they're not up to reading Tehillim on a particular day, let them speak their own words in their own language. Oy lilmoy doyser, or let them put in a little more time studying. Oy lasik b'mitzvah segbilas chasodim, or let them try to do an act of kindness to help someone else. Because the Torah tells us, Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefikach hirbo lehem Torah u'mitzvos. Because Hashem, because of His great love for the Jewish people, He wants us to succeed, and He wants us to have many opportunities to do good, and therefore He's given us a Torah that has so many different commandments, so many different mitzvahs, so that if on a particular day a person can't do this, then there's something else available. Ubaruch Hashem yesh lanu b'malachis atzmeinu b'chol yoim b'kama minei limudei haTorah k'dosh b'kama minei mitzvahs. And if a Jew wants, there's so much available every single day. If a person finds that they can't get into a particular type of study of Torah on a day, then let them study something different that day. if they can't get into halacha, then let them study medrash that day. If they can't get into chumash on a particular day, then let them try gemara. Let them try halacha. There's so many different aspects. And of course, the study of chassidus is definitely one of the aspects of Torah. V'hoikar, the most important thing is, sheyishtadel shelo yitechas v'shalom, shehayoyim hazeh botel v'hoylech, that a person should try as hard as they can never to allow themselves to write off a day, to say, today doesn't count, or this afternoon I can't really have any connection to Hashem. Ki tzorech lachshev b'chol yoyim, she'ein loy kiyim oysa yoyim levad, because the attitude of a Jew who wants to succeed has to be that there's only today, there's nothing else. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, Hayoim im bekoilo sishmo, today, if you will listen to Hashem, that if a person wants to listen to Hashem, the most important thing is to focus on today, not to dwell on yesterday, not to dwell on tomorrow, but to concentrate on today, and to know this is what I have. I don't know about anything else. This is what I have, and I have to try to make the very, very best that I can of this. When Rav Nosson Zal here mentions Torah, he's discussing each and every single aspect of the Torah. There's so many different branches. There's the written Torah, there's the story portion, there's the law portion, there's the oral Torah, and within the oral Torah, there's different levels. There's Mishnah, there's Gemara, there's studying Torah superficially, Bikiyus as it's called, or there's studying Torah Be'iyun, trying to delve more deeply into it. There's so many different aspects to it, where if a person at any point in time can't get into A, then they try B, they try C. And with this attitude, a person will make every... this is part of the reason why Hashem gives us this mitzvah of Sfiras Omer from the holiday of Pesach to Shavuos, to count each and every single day. And we do it for 7 times 7. We do it for 7 days and 7 weeks, because the number 7 represents life in this physical world. The world was created in 7 days. So 7 represents a complete cycle of life in this world. And the Torah is showing us that the days of a person's life are counted. Every single day has to count. A person should never, ever take the attitude, well, today I can write off because today I have a wedding, or today I have a funeral, or today I have this circumstance or that circumstances, and therefore there's no way I can really connect to Hashem today. Not true. Person to try to squeeze, to make every minute count. And just because this hour of the day I'm involved in something doesn't mean that the next hour I can't jump right back on and run. And even during a wedding and during a funeral, Lavdil, a person can definitely connect with Hashem. Person can be doing things to bring themselves closer or help others come closer to Hashem. And with this kind of attitude, a person can experience tremendous success. Whereas if a person, chas v'shalom, wastes a day, if they let a day go by without really taking advantage of it, unfortunately, as Rav Nosson Zal tells us, there are certain types of good and certain aspects of connecting with Hashem that are only available on this day. Tomorrow, it's not something that you can say, tomorrow, if I didn't get it today, I'll get it tomorrow. Okay, we'll hold it over here for now. If there are any questions or comments, we'll make the mics available, and then we'll close the room. Who are the tzaddikim of this generation? Who are the tzaddikim of this generation? The tzaddikim in every single generation are the people who observe the Torah and mitzvahs best, and in the Breslov ideology, we believe that the tzaddikim from the time of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman made a statement during his lifetime about 200 years ago that from me until Moshiach, there will not be any news. When he used the term news, he implied that there wouldn't be any tzaddik who would present a new path, a new and different path of coming close to Hashem that would be needed for that generation. Meaning that he was implying that his teachings, the methodology and the ideology that Rabbi Nachman and his student Rabbi Nosson Zal were presenting would be what the Jewish people would need from that time until the coming of Moshiach to help them succeed in coming close to Hashem, in achieving tshuva, etc., etc. So that in that respect, we believe that the tzaddikim of the generation are the ones who are closest to his ideology, to his methodology. This does not, chas v'shalom, exclude other rabbis or other great people. There could be other leaders of yeshivas, of schools, or leaders of chassidut who are also tzaddikim in their own right, who are also righteous people, good people. But our focus is specifically on those who study the teachings of this tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman, and try to live by them in the fullest sense of the word. What if it is a tzaddik who has passed on? How does he help the neshama then? Usually a tzaddik who has passed away has left behind his writings, his teachings, and his students. And a person has the ability to connect with that tzaddik through his writings, the entire oral Torah that we have, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Medrash, is the teachings and the way that we can connect with thousands of rabbis of the past. And so too when we speak about the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, other tzaddikim, the ways that we connect with them, even though they're not physically living today, is through their writings and through the students that observe, that study and fulfill everything that's written in their writings. That's one way. Another way is by visiting the grave of a tzaddik and praying there and making that type of connection, whereby the Gemara tells us that tzaddikim are definitely living on a spiritual level even after they pass away. They're in a position to pray for us, and they're in a position to assist us through their prayers and through their teachings. Best wishes. We hope to resume this topic on Sunday, 10 a.m. New York time, 5 p.m. Jerusalem time. 10 a.m. New York time, 5 p.m. Jerusalem time.